But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Amen. I want to invite you to turn to your neighbor right now. I want to invite you to make eye contact with someone beside you, behind you. I want to invite you to notice your body right now. Just notice without judgment the pace of your breath, the beat of your heart. Notice the energy in your body. And if you can, just for a moment, suspend any judgment of yourself. Just notice. How does it feel to be in this world right now? I know that for some of us, all we have thought about this week is Israel and Palestine. I know that for others of us, there have been things directly in front of us that have kept us from even paying attention to it. But it is everywhere and all around us. And it is not the only war. We know that. These are not the only people that are suffering. We know that too. But as Christians, we must be paying attention to what is happening right now. And while the words I am getting ready to share with you will be inadequate, I still have to speak. We still must be listening. We still must be noticing ourselves in this world right now. So I invite you to just notice how you feel as I speak and share with you today. I have a lot on my mind and heavy on my heart. And so I am going to just make a few points directly and clearly to begin. Our gospel. The king had a wedding banquet and no one showed up. So he decided to be generous and open the invitation to whoever wanted to come. And so, not shockingly, a lot of people showed up. One man showed up, but he lacked the proper attire for this particular party. He was unprepared. And then when asked why he wasn't prepared, it says in our gospel, he was speechless. And so the king kicked him out of the party where it says there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is yet another parable where Jesus illustrated a broader truth, ethic, or core value to Jesus's way, which is the way of love. Now, while throwing someone out of a party for being unprepared and speechless might not seem loving, the loving action on the part of the king was extending the open invitation, and now the loving response to that invitation is to be prepared to receive it. Sometimes, here it is, folks, here is what I, your pastor, believe is the moral of this parable. Inaction has consequences, period. Being unprepared, not speaking out, being speechless has consequences, and sometimes those consequences are very, very harsh. And here is another truth. The people who suffer the most severe consequences to our inaction and speechlessness are always and first the most vulnerable. The man in the parable that was unprepared and speechless was not the one who was first invited to this wedding banquet, so I will infer that he was not privileged or chosen. Those who suffer most our inaction and speechlessness are always and first the most vulnerable. Heaven is like. Who in this world is suffering most from our inaction and speechlessness with climate change? The poor. Who is suffering most our inaction and speechlessness with lack to access to healthcare, to housing, to food security, to equality, to voting rights? Who is suffering most due to the hoarding of resources for the gain of power at any cost? That's right, the most vulnerable among us, heaven is like. What are we told we should be prepared to do, to be, to robe ourselves in this world as Christians? From our epistle today, finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the God of peace will be with you. Whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, and commendable will lead to peace. Friends, we have been inactive and speechless about this raging war in the Holy Land for far, far too long. We as a nation, and I would say as a people, as Christians, have on the whole been inactive and speechless, and it has consequences. And while those consequences will first be inflicted upon the most vulnerable, as we are seeing now with civilian deaths reaching new heights, they will roll down to us. Just like climate change, housing, racism, poverty, healthcare, while the most vulnerable will indeed feel the consequences first, the privileged are not protected from the real and lasting consequences of ignorance, because ignorance is no excuse, and being unaware, inactive, and speechless will not protect us from the devastating impact of inaction. If you think that you understand the current state of Israeli-Palestinian relationships, if you can call it that, I beg you to teach us. We have all been bamboozled into a state of ignorance. I believe the media has not told us the truth. I can guarantee you that. So who will? Your friends, if we have any who are Palestinians or Israelis who are the most vulnerable, they will tell us. And if we don't have them, I think now is the time to make them. Following the service today, any who wish can join me in a Zoom meeting with Rabbi Hanan and a few of his co-workers in the work to reconcile the devastation that has been occurring for decades, if not centuries, in what we, I believe, arrogantly call our holy land. What is holy about a place we travel to for remnants of history but ignore the current reality? There is nothing holy about that. Ignorance will not protect us. Being unprepared and speechless is not an option. We will feel the consequences of this moment, which is weeping and gnashing of teeth, and I think we need to be prepared. Get robed up, people. Get robed up in whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, pure, pleasing, commendable, which is the way of love. Amen.